Okay, good morning. We are starting Shin Chaf Chet. We're going to almost finish Refuah today. Shin Chaf Chet, just a quick question, spillover from before. We mentioned sometimes you have to use a shinui. So when do you have to do a shinui? If a person who needs to swallow a pill, do you have to do that with the shinui? Give an injection, put a band-aid on, a bandage. Does that have to be done with the shinui? Because we mentioned that when there's a person has a choli and he's nafal in mishkav and there's no sakana, zecholah she'in bo sakana, we mentioned yesterday that we need to have, you have to do it with a shinui. So the answer is you don't have to do it with a shinui, because these items that we just gave are things that are 100% permitted. You didn't do any ma'ase iser derabanan. There's an issue of refuah, of gezera, of schichas samamanim. And so therefore, we meant in cases when one's allowed to put on a bandage or take a pill. So in those cases, you don't have to do it the shinoi, but you're not doing an iser derabanan. The only time you have to do a shinoi is when you're doing an iser derabanan, and a person has a din of a chola, and there's no sakanas aver. So then, when you do an iser derabanan, that's when you have to do with a shinoi. Okay. Yurchet. Hikiz dam v'nitztanin. A person did a bloodletting in order for a fua. We're talking, and so we're assuming the case is sakanas nefashas. So the lacha is, oisim lo medura afilo bitkufa tamuz. So you're allowed to make, even if it's in the summertime, you're allowed to make him a fire to warm him up. Okay, again, this is referring to a sakana. We're assuming it's a sakana nefashas. Okay. And also, any cholo, we're saying, if it's very cold, also there's an issue of stam chole mesukanhu eitzel tzina. If a person has a din of a chole and it's very cold, it's called mesukan. And obviously, it depends on the issue, but it could be mutter, certainly through a non-Jew. Yotet, chole she'en bo sakana. Okay, now a chole who doesn't have any danger, then kol shekein, if you have danger, mutar v'bishuli einam yehudim. So a non-Jew is allowed to cook, it's bishul akum, he's allowed to do the whole things, turn on the fire, do the entire cooking process, and the Jew's allowed to eat it. And you make a bracha on it. And we learned earlier, not to repeat the whole thing, but it's a machloket, achronim, how to deal with it after Shabbos. Since it was mutter on Shabbos, is it mutter forever? Or do we say, Be'etzem, it's called bishul akum, and once Shabbos is over, a Jew is allowed to cook, so therefore you have to throw it away. Again, it's a machloket, steer in the Mishnah Berurah. Many are mekel, some are machmer. And also by Kalim, a similar question, and pretty much everybody is matir by Kalim if there's Hafsid Mammon. Again, what's Hafsid Mammon is okay, never ending question. Chaf. Ein notnin yayin letoch ha'ayin. You're not allowed to put wine in your eye. We're not talking about what a person has, I don't know, moderate or severe, certainly severe, pain in the eye. Because we learned that the eyeball itself, if there's discharge, a lot of tearing, we call that a sakana, which is sheyesh bo sakana, tamaka sheyesh bo sakanas nefashos. And here we're talking about, it's an irritated eye. So then, you're not allowed to put wine on it, with no agaba, but you're allowed to put it on your eyebrow or on your forehead, let it drip down. But in poteach v'soger ha'ayin asur. But you can't be blinking your eyes on purpose as it runs into your eye. V'im eno poteach v'soger mutar. And then it's mutar, as long as you're not opening and closing. V'rok tafel, and the same thing. Rok tafel afilu agabav asur demuch hamilta delerfua avid. But to put saliva right over your eye or above your eye and let it drip in, that for sure is asa. So we're talking about basically it's a michush ba'alma. You're not a chola, and therefore you can't do a refuah. Now, wine, people used to wash, not nowadays. So nowadays it's aser, but in those days they used to wash their face with wine. So therefore, it's not muchach that it was done for refuah. So in those days they can wash their face, they can put it on your forehead, and let it drip into your eye. You just can't do an action that tells everybody, oh, I'm doing it for refuah, because then it becomes muchach. And same thing by saliva, no one does that, so then it becomes muchach.
So but it's for refuah.
Drops in your dry eye, so it depends on the case, depends how dry. That, I can't answer that question. I think it really depends on what the situation is. I do know, in some post-game, I do know Armeko, because at the end of the day, it's your eye, and if it's, and things can lead to things, and Tzchika Samamanim, some Rabbanim are a little bit on the Mekel side, because with the liquid, there's no chance it's going to come to grinding. So I would say ask your Rav on that one. Okay. Kaf Aleph. Shore Adam. Kilorin be'er Shabbos. Venotin aga be'ayin be'Shabbos. She'enu nira ela kirochets. So kilorin is some kind of a medicinal paste. That as a paste, everyone knew that this paste is only for a fua. So you have to dilute. So just for a person with just a little michush, it's got a little nothing. So then you're not allowed to... You can't put it right onto your eye. However, what you could do, she'enu nira ela kirochets, right, so what you do is, on Erev Shabbos, you dilute it into water. So that when, so you had to do this Erev Shabbos, and now it's diluted into water. So it's so it's real medicine. Again, this comes back to your eye drops. So perhaps, so it looks like real medicine, so it is real medicine for you, but it doesn't look like medicine. It just looks like water. So nobody knows that it's medicine. People just think it's water. And again, you're not playing with your eyes, blinking it in, because then it shows that you're doing it for your eyes.
It looks like you're splashing your face.
It looks like you're splashing your face, exactly. Or your eyes, which people could do also. V'lo chayshinan mishum shechikat samanim. And we're not worried about shechikat samanim, of grinding your herbs or spices. The kevan shelo itiru lo lishrotan ela me'erav Shabbos ika hakera. So this is an interesting case. Normally, if something is 100% like washing yourself with water, everyone does it, don't worry about it. Here you have a case where it is medicine, but it doesn't look like medicine, but you're using it as medicine. So we allow you to do it if you make a heker that you prepare it Erev Shabbos. But if it's not prepared Erev Shabbos, so then it's it is medicine, and you know you're doing it for medicine, and it's just a michush ba'alma, so you're not allowed. Some kind of medicinal paste. I don't know exactly what it is. I don't know if anyone knows exactly what it is. But I certainly don't. Okay. I'll just, real quick, so someone asked about a sty. A person has a little pimple, it's like a little pimple on the eyelid. It's not inside the eye, it's only on the eyelid, on the skin, covering the eye. And again, we're not talking about an infection. It's basically a little pimple, a pimple type of thing. It's, what's it called? I think it's when the glands gets clogged, and that's what causes it, or something like that. So anyways, so generally speaking, if it's a normal small sty, there's no sakana here, it's not in the eyeball, and it's annoying. If it's a case where there's no tearing, it's not spreading anywhere beyond the eyelid, and so then we're assuming it's just a michush ba'alma. So as far as I understand, I spoke to a number of banim, it seems to be that it's only considered a michush ba'alma, it just bothers you a little bit. Again, you can still see, there's no discharge, you're not constantly having tearing, etc. There's nothing to do with the eyeball, it's just a little something on the eyelid. So it's annoying. So therefore, that would be a case where refuah would be aser. Teardrops, I don't know. Let's see. And then, to put a tibet.
It's bothering you and distracting you.
Bothering and distracting you is generally michush ba'alma, and refuah is aser. Generally, it has to be where it's very painful, and perhaps, depending on your whole body, but at least very If it makes you that you can't function normally, you have to lie down, so then that's for sure a chola, full-blown chola. Okay. So put it, a person just has a normal, simple sty, so then my understanding is to put a tea bag would probably be aser. Take a warm tea bag and put on the area, be an aser probably of rafua, to hold it over the on your eyeball or over your eyelid. To splash your water with warm water 100 times for sure is not a problem. And then the different opinions as far as getting a towel. Put aside schita issues right now. So then just to make a towel, just a drop wet, a regular hand towel, a drop wet where it's not dripping water, hold it where it's not wet, and leaving it over the eye. So different opinions on that one, if that's considered normal or not. Because people are always, you know, drying themselves with it. Sometimes people even put it on their forehead or on their face to cool them down or to warm them up. So, but you're holding it, but to hold it over your eye, so that's a machloket.
You can pour water on the cloth, it's not the shriya.
So that's a separate issue. I don't want to repeat all of schita, but if you're just pouring a few drops of water on a hand towel that people always use for water, and you're not going to get it over-soaked, so some say that's normal and that's mutter. We dry our hands with them all the time. Okay, but we'll save that for schita. And if you want to have, based on what we just learned, if you want to have tea in this water, prepare your tea essence before Shabbos, mix it with water so it looks like water, and then you wouldn't have an issue. It's prepared before Shabbos, and it's diluted, and it's not so obvious that it's tea. Okay, and then just real quick, and then generally a compress in general. So if it's over a zihum where there's a real infection, so it depends if it makes, some say it makes it worse, sometimes it makes it better. But as far as the halachas of refuah, if it makes it better and there's an infection, it's probably, we'll say some say it's okay. And because it's people often use them, but then again, people often don't. So it's a similar question by a compress. Or if there's a michush ba'alma. Okay, let's focus on chaf bet, ma'avirin gildei hamaka, a scab, removing a scab. So a scab, when that's mutter, is when it's completely dry, and if it's not a psikresha, it's going to bleed again. Okay, because we consider the scab just dry, we don't consider it part of your body, it's not gozes, we consider it just dry blood. V'sachin ota b'shemen, and then you're allowed to rub oil on your body, aval, or over this maka, aval lo b'chelev mipnei shehu nimoach, but you can't use some kind of a thicker fat, which has an issues of miruach or nolad. V'afilu b'gumar maka deleka elat sa'ar shari, even when the maka is finishing and it just bothers you, you're allowed to. Aval, ein notin aleha shemen v'chamin meravin yachad, but you can't use oil and water, or warm water, mixed together, because it's muchach that that's refuah. Because the Shulchan Aruch is assuming shemen, just rubbing shemen on your body, is completely mutter, because everybody does it, even healthy people do it. V'lo agabe mochli no aleha, but don't put it right onto the sponge. Aval noten hu chutz lamaka v'shotit v'yared l'tocha. But let it run into it so that you don't have issues of schita. Okay, nowadays, just to point out, by shemen, so most say nowadays shemen is usur because no one to put shemen on your body, because nobody puts shemen on their body nowadays. Now again, there are some sunscreens that are like shemen, sometimes massages, but in generally speaking, if you're just going to put it on your house, so most say it's usur, it's not what normal people do, they would use moisturizing cream. And but also, it also depends on one. Sometimes people have certain skin diseases, and there are certain oils that work better. And some are matir for them, especially because it could be a serious tsar for them. They can bleed, and they can have excruciating pain. So I would just ask your Rav as far as using oils.
You said that your Be'a Makai is scared, but it's Shif Mem, Sif Bet.
Right, so yabelet is not a scab. A yabelet is like a wart, but we're going to get to that later.
Okay.
Completely separate. A scab is mutter to take off. Kaf gimel. Notanin svag v'chatichot begadim yaveshim v'chadashim. The next couple seifim are just telling you you're allowed to put a dry bandage to cover a makah. Covering a makah is not considered rafua, and that's for sure no problem. Let's just read it. So you're allowed to put these dry pieces, sponges or pieces of skin, the cloth that's new, v'chadashim. She'enel n'rafua ela kadei sh'loi yisritu ha'begadim et ha'makah. It's just to prevent the protect the makah and prevent it from getting more scratched. Aval, yeshanim shehem merapim, but if they're old, we consider them to be merape, v'hanim mil yeshanim shelo nitmim me'olam al ha'makah. We're talking about old ones that were not used for the makah yet. Aval, im hayu kvar al ha'makah, afilu yeshanim shari, d'shuv eino merapim. But once it's, even if it's old, and once it was used already for this makah, then it's no longer going to add any more medicinal function, and therefore it is its mutter. Okay. The bottom line, that means you're allowed to put on a bandage, and it's a clean, fresh bandage, and it's not a problem. Kaf dalet.
Can you put on a medicated bandage?
Putting on a medicated bandage. So then it depends. The minhag is, as far as I know, to put on something like neosporin on the wound to prevent getting infection. But, and at the time, I guess you may call it a makah or a fuah, it's a quick question. But it is considered, most poskim, as far as I know, are a matir that. And they recommend not to put it directly on the bandage. Again, our bandages are not, as far as I know, not the same that they were in those days. And it was and their medicine was probably more of a paste. And so you had real meruach issues. But again, it depends. A lot of our pastes also have meruach questions or issues anyway. So yeah, definitely the best is just to put a blob without spreading it on the skin, and most say that's fine. Kav dalet. Notin alea agav maka b'shabbat she'eno ela kim shamra. Chutz mi'alei gafanim shehem lirafua. So putting on a plain leaf doesn't help, doesn't have any medicinal function, but except for the leaves from a vineyard. So those have medicinal ingredients, and that would be asa of refuah. Ve'ei notin gami ala maka shu marape, and don't put any kind of other kind of a weed or anything that also is known to be marape. Okay? Kaf hei. Retia shenafla me'al gabei hamaka. Agabei karka. Now, a bandage in those days that they used to put this cream or medicine onto it. So they would first put the medicine or cream on, or some kind of a hard paste onto the bandage. So then they put it on you. So that's aser. And once it falls to the floor, it's also aser. Lo yachzirena, you can't put it back on either. Nafla agabei kli yachzirena. But as long as it's, what's it called? Okay, but as long as it's still on Gabi clean, didn't fall all the way down, so then it's mutter to put it back. And it's like a fresh new bandage, you can have a non-Jew do it for you, but a Jew can't do it because of a chashash of miruach. Okay? Mutar, and you would smooth it out to make sure it's nice and smooth. So then that's why it's a gzira for a Jew not to put it on the ritiyah, or the gauze. Haga, umutar lomar le'en yehudi la'asut ritiyah al-makah al-chabura. You're allowed to ask a non-Jew to prepare it and put it on. V'asur li'ten alea eframakle demarape. But you can't put on this eframakle, blanking on ash, thank you. Only a non-Jew can do it because we consider that to be a real refuah, and or you're doing it for refuah purposes, and so therefore it's asa. Kavav. Megalek tzat retiyah mekaneach pi amaka. You can lift it up on one side and clean the maka, not the bandage, because again we're afraid of miruach, but you can complete your skin, clean your skin off. So that you can do, and you can put it back on. V'chozer u'megala k'tzata shnia u'mekancha. And you can do the other side as well. Or atia atzma lo yekaneach mipnei shu memareach. But not itself. Not the actual bandage. Okay. Kav zayin. Maka shnitrapa. Now, a maka that got better. Notin aler atia she'ena ela kishmara. Kim shamra. So then, if you have a maka that got better, then you're allowed to put on it a clean bandage, because the whole purpose is just to protect it. Okay? Kaf chet. Hamefis shechin. If a person has like a pimple or a little...
A boil.
And basically, and you got like little pus you want to squeeze out. So then, kedela... What's that? Hamefis shechin b'shabat kedela harchif pia maka. In order to make an opening and to try and make a permanent opening for it to continue to stay open, kederach sharofim osim, like the way doctors do, shehem mitkavnim berefuah l'archiv pi hamaka. They try and make a permanent opening so it can continue to drain. Hari ze chayav bishul maka bepatish shezohi melechet harofe. So this is the malacha that a rofe does. And it's chayav mishum makav patish. V'im hefisa kedei lehotzi mena halecha shaba. But if your only purpose is not to make a permanent hole in the skin, your purpose is just to pop it and allow the pus, the separation, to come out, hareza mutar, not a problem. That's mutar. You're allowed to squeeze out pus, but not blood. So you can squeeze out as much as you want, until you get to the point where, if you keep on squeezing, you know there's a psik ratio, blood's going to come out. So then that would be a problem.
So the same act, if it's done in a medical way for drainage, is asum in a Torah, and otherwise, it's mutar lachatchila.
Yeah, well, it depends. You don't pop it in a way that you're making a permanent hole. What you're doing is, your kavana is not to make a permanent hole. Right. It's just to let it pop or make a little prick where it's gonna there's no real hole per se, it's almost like an incision type of thing where there's a break in the skin, and that's not your purpose exactly, so then that's okay. Also, Mishnah Berurah points out, if you have a splinter, you can take a needle to remove a splinter. Again, there's no muksa issues, but since you're doing it for a mutter purpose, so then you're allowed to take out a splinter just to make sure you're not going to bleed. If you know what you're doing is going to be a psik resha of bleeding, so then that's the problem.
So it seems that most boils don't usually have blood on them.
So, okay, I don't know about most, but I think most... So someone just read most don't.
Most don't, sorry. I think we're dealing specifically with draining the pus.
Right, of course. So you never have to worry about the blood, right, as far as I know, until you get to a point where you see that if you're going to keep squeezing, and then you know it's a psik resha. Because often at the end, if you keep on going at it, blood will come. Okay. Kaftet. Mi shenigfo yado arakwa. A person got injured, maybe a little cut. So then, tzom to b'yayin kedei lamin adam. You're allowed to just let wine go there in order to stop the bleeding. Aval lo b'chomet shehu chazak v'yesh bo mishum refuah. But you can't use vinegar because it's refuah. And nowadays, I think blood, yayin is also asur midin refuah, because nowadays people don't use wine for just to wash their face. But and the Mishnah Berurah points out, so not only vinegar, but also whiskey. Anyways, so all these things, yesh bo mishum refuah. So the only thing that's really mutter now is something like water. Ve'imu me'unag, or whatever is normal to put on your skin for healthy people. Ve'imu me'unag af hayayin lo kemoa chometz ve'asa. And if your skin is soft, and even the wine is helpful, so that also has a din of refuah, and therefore it's aser.
Why is
neosporin allowed? Good question. So I think people do it because of infection. And you're preventing.
Our understanding of medicine is different.
Yes, the average person, while putting it on, is going to make it better.
The average person has no idea what neosporin is, though.
Lamed. Mi shenishmata perek yado araglo mimikomo. A person who has... Okay, so I heard Rav Kornfeld says if it's dislocated, it's mutter. So what are we talking about? Now, it's I don't want to use the word stira, but if you look at the one we just read, this Se'if, and you look later on, maybe Mem, or right around there, I can look up exactly which one. Anyways, later on, Mem Zayin, maybe. Okay, so there, in one case it seems to be that it's a problem, in one, it's mutter. So here it reads, Misha nishpatu perek yado raglam im kamo. So here, if your bone moved, we'll say like this, it moved a little bit out of place, so then, lo yishav shefenu harbe ketzonin shezer refuato. Don't rub on it with cold, because that's the refua. Elo rochets kedarko, but you are allowed to wash like normal, because everybody washes. Ve'im nitrapeh, nitrapeh. And if it gets better, it gets better. There we'll see, Mem Zayin, that if it's dislocated, you're allowed to put it back in its place. So exactly how do we understand the two? Tzarachin a little bit. But in general, if you consider it dislocated and out of place, you can just pop it right back in. That's not a problem.
What's the purpose of washing?
Apparently, it made it get better, or help with the inflammation. So if it's you're doing something that looks like refuah, you're not allowed to. If it's just a little michush, but if it's done that's in a normal fashion, that healthy people do it, then it's okay. Here, I want to just go over the next couple of cases real quick. Lamar Aleph, Siporin Shapirsha. Person has a little a piece of nail that's hanging. Well, siporin is the nail. Tzitzin shehen kamin ritzuo dakot, but these little tzitzin of little skin tags, those are hangnails. So those little pieces of skin that's hanging around shapir shumia or, they're mostly removed from the or. It has to basically the post can say rove, certainly by the nail. So as long as rove is already dangling, and you only have a little bit left. So we're going to see the hangnails is right, it's around the nails, the skin. Im pershu ruban klape mala umetzaro toton lahasiram bayad mutar bekli patur aval asur. So the issue is gozes. So if it's mostly removed but it's still attached, so we have gozes by skin, you have gozes by hair, and so both are a problem, and nails is also gozes. So the reason why tziporin is mutter is because the case is you have a lot of tsar, it's really it hurts, or every time you bump into it it hurts, so you're allowed to finish it off, but not with a kli, because a kli would be gozes, which is an issur d'oraisa. And if it's with your another finger, and some say even with your teeth, so it's a question nowadays, but I think generally it's assumed, even by teeth, it's only a dinder abanan. So b'makom tsar, they said it's allowed. But as far as the hangnails, so listen to this. If it's lo pirshi ruban, if it's mostly attached, so then bayad patur aval asur b'chli chayav chatat. So then you're not allowed to. Perush Rashi klape mala. What does it mean when the Gemara says if it's klape mata, it's mala, it's mutter. If it's upward, klape roshe, it's botav arabenu tam. So therefore, it's either started to peel either towards the fingers, away from the fingers, towards the nails, or towards your body. Either it goes towards away from your fingers or towards your body. Those are the two options. Machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. And to the Shulchan Aruch Paskan Zachumra v'Tzarich Lachush Lishnei HaPerushim. And we have to be machmer for both Perushim, that both are Aser. So Lamaisa, Mishnah Berurah, Kaf HaChaim, Aruch HaShulchan, pretty much everywhere I've seen that hangnails are always Aser on Shabbos, even if it hurts. I have heard others say it's Mutter, but other Rabbanim, everyone seems to say that it's Aser. I don't know, open to your homework. But you can just put a bandage over it, and usually it won't hurt anymore. Usually these hangnails, they only hurt if it keeps getting touched. And again, obviously we're not talking about excruciating pain, we're talking about just minor. And then, lamed beis, achoshesh b'shinav, fingernails you could take off, if it's mostly off, yeah. Achoshesh b'shinav, you have a small toothache, lo yigama behem chometz v'yiflot, aval megamu b'liya, o metavobo, kedarko, and that you can gargle, you cannot gargle, because that looks like it's refua, but you could just drink it. The achoshesh bigrono, same thing with your throat. Lo yareno b'shemen, don't hold shemen in your mouth, in your throat. About oleahu shemen v'mitrape nitrape. And if you get better, you get better. That's fine because you're just doing what's normal. You're just drinking, and then that's okay. All right, we'll stop.